Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network. Join us every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So really what this is all about is we are in the heat of summer, and we are going to be taking a vacation from our normal routine on the show and spending time traveling and getting to know other lands, destinations, and lives. And so that's what we're doing today. I have on Fired Up with CJ, I have Chris DePaula, the station manager and owner of WBLQ 1230 in Rhode Island. And really, it's to talk to Chris about the kind of radio that he loves. Chris is the station manager for which the show is played and broadcast, and he manages all the technical details that confuse me in the background. So I wanted to get to know Chris better, because just like all of us, we have people that we deal with every single day and don't spend enough time with. So welcome, Chris.
Well, thanks for having me back again, CJ. And you are so right about that, and it definitely helps when you get to know the person behind the person, so to speak.
Yeah, it's been really a pleasure actually getting to know. I was thinking about some of the things that you shared last week, and I thought it was so sweet that you know, I was surprised when I said, you know, so tell me about your first experience with radio, and you said, you know, it was started at infancy when it put you to sleep. I love that.
Well, I mean that in a good way, of course. The fact that the radio put me to sleep, of course, because it was soothing, not that it was boring. I wanted to point that out.
Yes, no, okay. It was the music is calming. And then you were telling me about Wolfman Jack, and since then I've listened to a couple of Wolfman Jack's clips. And, you know, that guy is amazing. He's just so full of positive energy and exuberance, and you can tell he just loves what he's doing. And the other one, was it Don Imus? Is the other one that's one of your favorite?
I liked everybody on WNBC, and yes, he was the morning man on WNBC from 1971 right up until the end of WNBC. He then, you know, went on to do syndicated radio, and you might have remembered that controversial incident that happened in 2007 where they, CBS that owned the station at the time fired him for what was thought to be a racial comment. Now he's back on network radio again. So, yeah, basically they were two of my, you know, favorite radio people.
Yeah, it's interesting. So one, and you had made an interesting observation during the last time we talked, in that, you know, it's really the beginning of talk radio was during that time. I mean, I don't know if it's talk radio. I don't know. How would you describe that genre during that time where the person was talking and doing music?
I'm glad you asked that question. That was actually, and still is today, referred to as personality radio, where that person is a personality. They're not a talk show host. You can refer to them as a disc jockey because they are playing, you know, records, but it was more or less referred to as personality radio, and that type of radio still exists, and we try to do it on a local level here at WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island.
Yeah, so tell me, so what was interesting, so I think I didn't know that was the name of the genre, so it's personality radio, and I almost thought of it as an uneducated kind of, like, I'm not sure all the different genres, and I haven't been studying radio as long as you have. It sounds to me like talk radio in the sense that they're engaging, they're talking to people, they're asking for their opinions. But what was interesting, and then I didn't know, just as a common consumer of radio, that the FCC used to actually have a requirement that if a host were to actually play a talk radio show. So I think the later on, probably in the 90s, I guess, or no, eight, early 80s or sometimes in the 80s is when Rush Limbaugh, I don't listen to him, but when he started coming on, but it was during the time when they removed the regulations where they had to have two points of view. And so that really kind of evolved to the kind of Glenn Beck that you hear today. So it was just kind of interesting. I don't know. What do you see as the evolution of talk radio over time?
Well, the way I looked at it, and please, what I'm about to say, I don't want to insult any talk show hosts, including you, CJ, because I look up to you and I think you do a fabulous job, as I was telling you off the air. But when it comes to my own personal tastes, when I was, a huge fan of WNBC in the 80s, one very dramatic point for me was when they stopped playing music from 7 to midnight at night and they put a sports show on, which was a sports talk show. And anything with that label, talk show. Then the other incident that happened was when WABC in 1982, which was WNBC's competitor, they flipped from music to talk, and they did it with much fanfare in 1982. And I saw that, and again, don't take it as an insult. I saw that as sad because these were big powerhouse AM radio stations, and I felt like these huge AM radio stations were giving up on playing music because they felt that a lot of the music listeners were turning over to FM. And I almost feel like it's, and you're going to laugh at this, but I almost feel like it's discriminating against AM, where I say radio is radio. AM, FM doesn't matter. Radio is radio. You can play music. You can do whatever you want on either band, AM or FM. So that whole name, the label, talk radio, I don't like it. I don't like it. I really don't.
It has a bad association, a traumatic experience for you when it moved from like music that you love. And I remember that too. I mean, I remember being a teenager, you know, sitting in my room as a disgruntled teen, listening to music and going to sleep by music. And I remember just, you know, you had your little radio, you turned it in and you would just listen to music, which was primarily on AM stations. And, you know, I guess what happened is I stopped listening to AM and I did start listening to FM, but it happened during a time where I think I was kind of oblivious to the change. But what was, so this was the sad part, the part that it felt like, hey, this is kind of, does this mean that AM station is no longer about music? Is that what was sad for you?
Yes, that was definitely what was sad. It was more so sad that WNBC, the thing I liked about WNBC is they were a survivor, and they hung on right up until 1988, October 7th, 1988. And I remember that day because I cried. It was 5:30 at night. And my parents were, I locked myself up in my room and actually was recording the radio station on cassette. And, I remember it was the end of an era for me because the all sports station WFAN in New York, which was on 1050 AM, they moved down the dial to 660 where WNBC was, and that was the end of WNBC. They said, we're going to keep Imus, who was on in the morning, but we're going to, you know, the rest of the day is going to be sports, you know, no more of the music and personality shows that WNBC had. We're just going to move WFAN, which was an all sports station, down the dial to 660. And that I felt was a very sad day for me because more so than just AM radio, WNBC was an AM radio station and they were a rock and roll AM radio station right up until October of 1988. While a lot of the other New York AMs and many major AMs around the country were giving up on playing music, WNBC hung on. I still feel in my heart that if the National Broadcasting Company owned by General Electric didn't give up on radio in general, that they would still be operating WNBC in New York in the same type of fashion. A lot of people say to me, now, Chris, they would have changed format by now. But I really think that if WNBC still existed, that they would do that. And to go on a side note, General Electric, the company that owns NBC, they decided in 1988 that they didn't want anything to do with the radio business. They bought NBC from RCA. And they said, you know, radio is not profitable, television is profitable, so goodbye radio stations. So that's why WNBC died. It wasn't because they switched the format or anything like that. It was because NBC at that time decided no more radio. So you can't find any radio station anywhere owned by NBC now.
So what was the impetus for changing from AM to FM? I mean, what was happening during that time in the marketplace that pressured General Electric, perhaps, who lost faith in the medium, and other stations to give up. I don't know. I don't really know the background during that time. What was happening?
Well, what was happening was, it was true, a lot of the FM powerhouses in many major markets were gaining listeners for music, primarily top 40 radio. They were, you know, the ratings, if you looked at Arbitron numbers, which is the primary company that does ratings in major markets, WBLQ is not in a rated market. But for cities like New York and Boston and the major cities around the country that have ratings, all of the younger listeners that were looking for music were tuning into the FM stations. So the AM stations, felt that that's where their audience was going, and they had to do something different to compete with that. Plain and simple. That's the way they looked at it. What I don't understand, though, is that, in some cities, I mean, Boston, for example, WBZ, they were still playing music up until 1991, and they were still number one in the ratings, but they still changed format because they were looking at the trends around the country. So sometimes trends defines their decision and not their own station's ratings.
Isn't that it? I mean, and you know, here's the thing. What's so interesting that you mentioned is that, you know, I think that as a business person, and a lot of the questions I was going to ask you was about the trends, what's happening, and how you adapt and change to the times. But then there's kind of like, what does your heart want the radio to be? That's what I'm hearing is the difference, right? I mean, what you're saying is what your heart wanted the radio to be is still a place to listen to music, for personalities to thrive and to kind of have that joyful experience in music. I mean, how have you dealt with that kind of struggle?
Well, I don't really look at it as a struggle, especially with WBLQ. I mean, I'm thankful that I have the opportunity to have an outlet to do that on Saturdays, which we call the time machine, as you started talking about. I don't know if you even mentioned that yet on the show. We talked about it off. We talked about it off the air too. But basically, you know, I have my outlet to do what I want to do on the radio station, but I also realize that, I have a responsibility as a community radio station. And on the other side of things, and I don't mean to sound heartless when I say this part, I also realize that I have a heavy note to pay off for taking over the radio station with the bank down the road. So I've got to combine the community need with what's going to pay the bills. You know, and that, of course, is the most important thing, because we have to make sure that we keep the radio station on the air. But then I've discovered a way to do that. You can still do that. You can still please the community. You can still satisfy paying the bills and still love what you're doing. And I feel as though I've gotten to that point. So I don't consider it a struggle.
Yeah, interesting. So it's, in some ways, had NBC and or any, all the other AM stations kind of adapted this, like, yes, you have to move, but you have to move everything at once and completely abandon what you were doing. I mean, I wonder what it would be like, I mean, to have, if that didn't happen, if all those, you know, ratings and business metrics weren't the things that were driving it, but it was more the heart and soul of music that was driving it, how things would be different. So it sounds like the talk radio for you was kind of a traumatic change. You're crying in your room.
No, it's
you can remember the exact date, October 7th, 1988. Oh my gosh!
I know you have to go to break, but I want to point something out though before you go to break. It's not talk radio I dislike. It's the label talk radio.
Okay, well, we'll talk more about talk radio and the label that you don't like. All right, taking us out is Chris DePaul's Time Machine on WBLQ, where he gets to do what he loves on 1230 AM in Rhode Island. Up next, we're going to talk to Chris more about Time Machine.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Basically, I was, when I took over 12:30 a.m., there was a lot that needed to be done. I mean, this could be another whole show.
Right.
But basically, taking over 12:30 came with a lot of work. It was an opportunity. It doesn't really come up very often that a radio station is for sale. Boston University owned 12:30 a.m. They were doing NPR on the radio station. And years ago before that, I think I told you on the last show we did, it was a local radio station. And this was an opportunity to put local radio back on that station. Now, along with that was a great expense. Yeah, I tried to save some money doing what I did with the 100-watt station, you know, over the past 13 years or however long it was before I took over 12:30, more like 10 years, I guess, and now 12:30, 12 and a half years. But I think basically when it comes to the Transformation Talk Radio, I did a lot of research. I said, okay, when I go and I buy the radio station, I don't have the money to buy it. And I needed to do something that the local people are going to appreciate, and not just the community, but the entire range of area that the station reaches, which is goes as far west as Clinton, Connecticut, and the east end of Long Island, New York, and all of Southern Rhode Island. I mean, the signal area of WBLQ is big, and I realized that it was going to be a growing process in getting listeners and also paying the bills. So I needed to show the bank who loaned the money, Washington Trust, okay, you know, where is this money going to come from? So I had the pleasure of, through a mutual friend, who also was involved in this type of talk radio, I'll use the label, that said, you know, you should really talk to Dr. Pat. I checked her out online, you know, her website. I saw some of the stuff she was doing out in Seattle with KKNW, which she's heavily affiliated with. And I actually spoke to her on the phone, and she said, Chris, you're talking to me at just the right time, because as you're reaching out to find people to help not just pay the bills, in other words, we're not just selling ourselves out so we can, you know, make the mortgage payment every month, but find some kind of programming that ties into, you know, what we're trying to accomplish, and, you know, something that the listeners in our area would appreciate. And we already have a couple of shows on after the morning show in the morning, one of them being the Unknown Zone. That's kind of a, you know, an alternative type of talk show that also, you know, talks about some positive, uplifting things. So it's not, our listeners are no stranger to that type of program. And I said, wow. I'm using that show as an example, but.
No, I understand.
But basically I said, you know, on my end, it looks like this is falling into place. And Dr. Pat said the same thing. It's going to be a long growing process, but I think we've met each other at just the right time, and I believe we did, and they always say everything happens for a reason. Yeah, I know you said that about you getting involved in broadcasting. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much how the whole, you know, Dr. Pat relationship and Transformation Talk Radio. So we saw it from the ground floor. She was just launching the network. She needed a radio station, and I needed somebody to take us, you know, to the next level and help me buy the radio station, basically. But you know, to buy, in other words, we didn't just want to lease programming out to somebody doing, and nothing against it, but somebody doing, you know, a foreign language type of broadcast, because there's really not much of a market in the area for that. And it's almost like a train wreck too. Let's say we were leasing out time in the afternoon to somebody who wanted to play heavy metal, and then we're doing what we do the rest of the day. That's a train wreck, because you're not going to keep a consistent audience. This fell right within, you know, with what WBLQ is all about. And I was, you know, that's how the whole relationship with Transformation Talk Radio started. So even though talk radio is part of the name of Transformation Talk Radio, I'm still very happy to be a part of it.
All right. I have Chris DePaula doing Time Machine, closing out for this segment, doing Time Machine and WBOQ on 1230 AM in Rhode Island. I'm Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network. Up next, I want to just tell you, Dr. Pat's, what I understand when I first met Dr. Pat and what she said and how true synchronicity has occurred. So if you want to know more about Chris or listen to this or other shows, check it out at www.firedupwithcj.com or wboq.net. Now Chris and his time machine.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, shedding light on a worldwide health crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
In case you just joined in, I'm CJ Liu, and you were just listening to Chris DePaul, the creator of WPLQ's popular Time Machine radio show that he plays on Saturday on 1230 a.m. in Rhode Island. And we're discussing the kind of programming that WPLQ does. And Chris, you know, one of the things we were, right before the break, we were talking about Transformation Talk Radio Network and how that came about. And I wanted to share with you an interesting story, and then I also wanted to ask you a little bit about how that programming fits in with the rest of your programming. But so my own story about how I got into radio was very serendipitous, just like your previous story about how you found out about Dr. Pat. And my husband and I were traveling, and we took a 5-month sabbatical to decide what it is that we really wanted to kind of to do an evaluation of our lives and whether we were living the lives that we wanted to live. We wanted to just take a break. So we did, and, you know, at the end he asked me, well, do you still want to do coaching? And I said, I do want to do coaching. I love coaching, but what I want to do is continue traveling, meeting interesting people, being able to ask them all sorts of questions. But there needs to be a reason why I'm going to be asking them questions. I would love to do a radio show. And so I just made that declaration. I'm like, I'll have to figure it out in a couple months when I return. And then 2 weeks later, I got a call from Dr. Pat asking me to do a radio show, which was just blew my mind. So I think synchronicity was in order. And when I got back like a month later, I met with Dr. Pat and I said, tell me about this Transformation Talk Radio Network. And she said, you know, CJ, this has been a dream of mine for years. And, you know, she had said that it had been, you know, she had a variety of different reasons that were keeping her in a stuck place. And she crust-busted it out of her, using her own terms. She crust-busted out of that mentality. And I may be butchering a story, but she was like, I need to go out and find a radio. And she had told me she had been looking and looking for years to buy a radio station and an affiliate, you know, to kind of have buy, airtime. And so it really was synchronicity that the two of you found each other.
It really was.
Did she ever tell you about that story?
She didn't tell me about the story with you, but you told me the story with you two. And I thought that was wonderful when you told me that. And I was like, wow, because that's the same way that it worked out. I really believe that everything. I'm one of those people that believes everything happens for a reason. Even the end of WNBC. I mean, everything, there's some deeper meaning behind everything. And as hard as it is, and I have to give myself this own advice, with certain things in life, it's definitely not the meaning of Dr. Pat, but sometimes it's tough to accept certain things. But the advice I would give to everybody else is just go with it because it means something.
Yeah. I mean, and here's the thing that I really appreciate is that, you know, you love that kind of radio and your passion and heart will not let it die. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you've been keeping it up since, you know, when WBLQ purchased and you thought, okay, well, I'm still going to keep up this local programming because it's like, the desire to do what's right in your heart and to stay by it and to stick with it, that is one of the hardest things for people to do and overcome. And you did it, and you keep on doing it every day. And I honestly, I can't tell you anything more than I admire than someone like yourself who has a passion and will just like walk through fire to make it happen.
Well, likewise, I know I'm the one being interviewed here, but I had to ask you when you had that premonition. What were your husband's words to you?
When I said I really want to do radio.
Yes.
He's like, you know, I mean, it was like, all right, you know, it just seemed like such a ridiculous possibility because, you know, did I know anyone on radio? No. Have I ever done anything in radio? No. Did I ever really think before that moment to do radio? Not really. Someone actually one time called me up to do a TV program, a reality TV program on coaching. And so, I've had in the past people come up to me and say, oh, you have the best voice. And I was like, what? You know, like, I just didn't get it. So it was really something that was kind of out of the blue and unexpected.
But then all the pieces fell into place, and that's, you know, what happened with the taking over of 12:30 a.m. where, you know, and it's not always easy. I mean, there are some struggles, but, you know, it wouldn't be life if there were no struggles. Not everything is going to be absolutely perfect, but I do feel as though everything falls into place, you know, of course, with a little work to go along with it.
Yeah, I mean, what story would be compelling if the heroine or hero doesn't struggle, right? I mean, you struggle, you say yes to one thing, and then you have like major mountains to climb and other things that you have to say yes and no to, right? And then during, I mean, it's a struggle. I mean, you know, I think it's a struggle for anyone who decides to say yes to their path.
Right.
And destiny or whatever you want to call it.
And you know what else is good too? It is when you get into the, and I don't want to use the word rut, the routine, where you're having a daily routine and you do a certain thing and you get so wrapped up in the, you know, in my position, the business end of things, and you kind of following a system every day. It's always good to get a reminder of, you know, of course your passion is always in you, but it's always good to get a reminder like this interview. The interview with you right now, for example, but in March of this year, there was a gentleman who just kind of walked into the radio station wearing jeans and, you know, kind of battered jeans and a shirt. I never would have known this guy was a newspaper reporter. And the middle of March this year, he just walked up into the radio station. I was in the middle of doing stuff, and I said, hello, can I help you? And he said, hi, my name is Wayne Miller. And I said, hi, nice to meet you, what can I do for you? He said, oh, I'm from the Providence Journal, and I want to do a story about you. And
aww.
I said, well, of course, I I always jump at, that's great, you know, let's do it, that's wonderful. And he came back 2 days later, and this was on a Monday, so he came back on a Wednesday, and he asked me if it was okay to come in that day, and I said, great. He sat in while he did the morning show, and right in the middle of the morning show, he couldn't have come on a, this is why I say everything happens for a reason, on a busier day where I got a call on my cell phone during the commercial break from a local car dealer saying, I need you down here to broadcast live and as quick as you can get here. And it's 7:30 in the middle of the morning show. And luckily I had a guy just hanging out with us that morning that knew how to run the board, you know, what I do for you in the afternoon. And
right.
I said, Brian, I need you to sit down. I need to go somewhere. And I saw the Providence Journal reporter there. I said, if you want, you can follow me. I got to do this because obviously. So he did. He followed me and he followed me down to the dealership and did the story. They even have, and this is the Providence Journal, and CJ, you can actually check it out, and to our listeners too, projo.com. They actually did a video on me that morning, and I thought to myself, I said, wow, I am so stressed out, and all these things happened at once, and I actually had two car dealers kind of fighting over the radio station at the same time, but I didn't portray any of that with the Providence Journal reporter. I just kept it positive and talked very nicely about the story. Who would have thought maybe a week later, I look at the Providence Journal and it's on front page, and that's the whole state of Rhode Island. So, the point of what I'm saying is it's nice when you've got, like, you're doing this interview with me, but it's a reminder, like, Chris, this is why you're doing what you're doing. You know, stick with it. This is important to you. And yes. That's why I appreciate it when you know, things like that happen to kind of just say, hey, Chris, this is what you're doing.
Yeah. And I think that's what, I mean, I know I don't want to get too mystical out there, but I do believe that you had said that things happen for a reason, that there's a greater, you know, greater movement. You know, all these things do happen for a reason. And I definitely believe when things happen so easily, like, oh, I want to do a radio show. 2 weeks later, I get a phone call. A month later, I get a phone call, or I'm on the radio 2 months later. I mean, I think that that's the universe, whatever you want to call it, God, whatever you want to call it, saying yes, that is the thing. We wanted to make it incredibly easy for you to say yes to a path that will, and the way that my framework is, I think, is I'm always asking, what can I do to serve the highest good? What can I do to serve my own highest good and the world generally? And I'm ready, and I pray and say, I'm ready to serve you in whatever way. Just try, if you can, make it something that I'll enjoy. that's the kind of thing that when it's that easy, then I think it is because it's meant to be.
And so. You know what else I thought was good with what you just said there is the higher good. You said that in your sentence. And believe it or not, I think that with all of our callings, I know that somewhere in there is the higher good, and I'm going to say a controversial name. Even with somebody like Howard Stern, he's out there to serve a purpose, basically. And basically his calling is to make people laugh. He might say some offensive things, but there's a positive calling with all of us. And unfortunately, you know, it doesn't always go perfectly. Obviously, Howard Stern does a lot of negative things too, but I'm just bringing his name up because that's kind of the extreme. But I think we all have that, that higher good that we want to serve. And it's with you, CJ, it's with me, where, you know, we want to not only do this show, do the radio thing because we love to do it. And obviously we have to make a living as well, but we're doing it to serve something. Like in my case, I'm serving the community. You're serving people. You're assisting people. You're coaching people. So there is definitely a higher good.
Yeah. I mean, and that is, I guess that's my operating premise, that we all have a higher good. We all have a higher calling. It's up to us to go seek it and to say yes when opportunities as wonderful as the one with Dr. Pat came up for you, or for me when, I mean, I had an opportunity to expand my coaching to a larger audience. So I want to hear more about, I had some comments that I wanted to share with you after the break. So Chris DiPaolo, creator of WBLQ's popular Time Machine radio show on 1230, and we're going to hear a little bit of that right now. If you want to know more about Chris or listen to other shows like this, check it out on www.fireitupwithcj, or listen on Saturday from, is it 10:30 to 4, is that right?
10:30 to 4 Eastern time for you around the country. WBLQ.net is the station's website.
All right, let's listen to Chris's show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
In case you just joined in, I'm CJ Liu, and you were listening to Chris DePaul, the creator of WBLQ's popular Time Machine radio show on 1230 AM in Rhode Island. And we were just talking about, we're actually just talking about life, life and the universe and, how things always happen for a reason, and to say yes, and when it's easy, say yes. And sometimes when you're scared and you're not sure to say yes, say yes. I find the more scared you are, probably the more likely it is that you should say yes, because it means that something big is coming your way, and it's important to act on it. It's like the universe trying to make your thing happen.
And I'm not sure if it was a guest on one of your shows, CJ. It might have been where somebody said, it was a guest on one of the shows I listened to recently, is that the question was, do you know a successful person that hasn't taken a risk? So obviously, and I guess I'm kind of associating risk with what you just said about fear, where you just have to do it. You just have to do it. And that's absolutely how you get there.
Absolutely. I completely agree. Well, this was really, this segment for me was all about, taking a vacation. And what I mean by that is taking, a break from my normal routine, which is, you know, finish my action items, get work done, you know, plan for the show, you know, pick up the kids, you know, and take a break and, focus on someone who has a great deal of meaning and who helps me every day. And, really the show was to encourage all of you to do the same, whether it's the person in the grocery store or someone serving you coffee, your neighbor, a work associate, a homeless person, a friend you've lost touch with. You know, Chris is someone that I've worked with for 6 months and, have been the beneficiary of his incredible talents. And I really actually knew nothing about him. And I realized that, I don't know, sometime a couple months ago, I'm like, I had no idea who this person is. And, it's interesting because, last week I thought, you should do this for more stuff. Try it out. And so I took the time, you know, I was really busy in between meetings. So, but I thought, you know what? I took the time to talk to the homeless person who stands in front of Whole Foods in our neighborhood. And I was like, hey, what's your name? And, you know, she said, I'm Jeanette. And we started talking to the latte person. And you know what? It was awesome doing that. I just feel like what happened for me is that it's so easy to be in your own world in some ways in an isolated space, and that it's really important for you to go out and just ask the questions, get to know another person, because when you do, like we did on this radio show just now, is you realize there's so many wonderful human experiences that we all share, and that it's important to just ground yourself into those. So you remember, you know, like you remember, you get grounded in the reality of the actual wonderful possibilities that life can be. So that's all I wanted to say in terms of why I did the show. It's kind of a vacation for me. It was new, exciting. I got to travel into Chris's world. So my only action item for you out there is to talk to one person, anyone. It can be, like I said, a neighbor, a friend, a grocery store person, someone, a work associate you don't know, and get to know them. And I guarantee your heart will be warm like mine was today. Chris, what is your closing comments? If you were to have anyone do one thing based on everything we talked about today, what would it be?
Well, not to sound redundant, but I'm going to say something I said on the last show that you and I did together, and that is live your passion. Live your passion. We all have a passion deep within us. And because of what you referred to earlier, fear, not everybody is willing to live their passion. And it's just a dream, and it will always be a dream. Where the old saying is, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. If you doubt it, you'll go without it. And if that's something, you know the old saying, as a matter of fact, it was written in the Providence Journal article, that quote, that famous quote, living the dream. Where we all have the ability to do that. And we all, of course, CJ, we all have responsibilities. We all have obligations. We all have, that goes with life. We have financial obligations. We have things that we need to do. But you know what? You can still live your dream. You just basically take a look at everything and you say, how is this going to work within the life that I have? And again, a whole other show. But if you look to how to start a radio station, one of the most important things that John Fuller, my mentor, who I used to work for many years ago, taught me is that, Chris, when you go out there, you have to, number one, you have to sell advertising. You have to, number two, sell advertising. But number one, sell yourself. If people see that you're confident, starting from the ground up. Basically, before, having 1230, having a 100-watt radio station and starting with really nothing. And if you really believe and have the passion to do it, then you will do it. You just have to stick with it and live that passion.
And that's, I remember actually one of the things I loved that you said during the last segment or last show that we did is your aunt, who said, stick with it.
That's
stick
right.
Stick with it. I know.
Aunt Sally. And she I couldn't play the piano. She was a piano teacher, and she knew that that wasn't my passion. My parents told her to come over and give me piano lessons, and she saw, how bad I was about practicing and everything. She knew that wasn't my passion, but when she saw how much I loved radio, she did. You're right, CJ. She said, stick with it, and God rest her soul, but those words still echo in my head today.
And they're simple words, but they totally make sense. And you know what? Last week, I was having one of those. I had the most horrific week last week, and I heard Aunt Sally in my head saying, just stick with it.
Me too. Me too. I told you about my horrific week, and it's the same thing. I heard her words echo in my head, so I'm glad my Aunt Sally is an inspiration to both of us now.
That's wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing your stories, your radio, and yourself with me. For those out there, if you happen to hear this program, go over to Chris. I don't know if you want to give him a handshake or a hug and just say thank you. To him, seriously. I mean, if it weren't for your passion and your love for the town that you live in and for the medium itself, a lot of this wouldn't happen. So if you see Chris, say, Chris, I heard your program and I just want to shake your hand and say thank you for doing all you can for my community. I can tell you I was the president of our neighborhood association, and there's nothing worse because you work so hard, and very seldomly do people say thank you. So that's one thing I'll ask the folks out there in Westerly to do. I think it would make all the difference in the world. So thanks for thank you again, Chris. And we will see you next Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Taking us out is Chris on the Time Machine.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.